Hachette Audio presents The Duke Heist, written by Erica Ridley, read by Maura Quirk. Dedication. To anyone who has ever hoped for a place to belong, and to Roy, for everything. Chapter 1. March 1817, London, England. Miss Chloe Winchester burst through the door of her family's sprawling residence in semi-fashionable Islington, followed closely behind by her sister Thomasina. Chloe's pulse raced with excitement. His arrogance, the Duke of Frosty Disapproval, didn't have a chance. Unable to keep her exuberance to herself, she yelled out, "I have news about the painting!" In a more respectable household, a young lady might expect censure for being so vulgar as to shout, even within the confines of one's own home. Such a young lady might also be rebuked for donning trousers and strolling about Westminster under an assumed identity. Chloe was grateful every single day not to have such limitations. Her roguish brother Graham appeared at the top of the marble stairs, delight and disbelief writ across his handsome face. He was used to being the one with shocking news to share.
"Don't stand about! Come up to the planning parlour at once. I'll ring for tea."
Exchanging grins, Chloe and Tommy dashed up the marble stairs, their grey cotton trousers allowing them to take the steps two at a time. In seconds, they joined Graham in the planning parlour, the communal private sitting room.